Hi everyone, this is Marcus. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Love Letters. So we've been going through various topics for a while now, and today I'll be talking briefly on something quite different, and I titled it The Little Things. So I'll just go straight into it and end the whole podcast. So first of all, many people have different view of how life should be, okay, and we used to establish this, or it has been established that one of the places by which we get these influences from is usually from the family. Okay, so many of us were born into families that we saw certain traits, and probably our guardians or our parents, that we liked, and also we saw some that we did not like, and we still do not like. And many of us made promises because of how destructive these actions, habits, and character traits were. We made certain promises that we're never going to repeat them, okay? But most times when we see these things, you know, we're usually very critical of them because we do not like how it affects people. We've seen, we know what's happening behind the scene. Apart from the actions themselves, we know what is happening behind the scene. We know the full story. So we've seen everything, both the action, the back end story, you know, and how the person was able to wriggle out of that situation, you know. And we actually do not like how that trait is, you know. And because of that, most of us have sworn, and some of us, as if we've actually made it a goal in life to ensure that we do not end up like our parents, or we do not end up having those traits that our parents have. Okay, so one of the traits I'm talking about, I'll just share some few examples so that we would have an idea of what I'm talking about. So now, many of us had parents that they can overreact, and something that is very little, you know, probably when we open up to our parents, we find out that these things are blown out of proportion. We might have friends that are like that. You just tell them that you have a very small headache, you know, and where do we take the matter to, you know? Most of us grew up in this kind of environment, and because of that, it made us become quite secretive, that as a result of what happened in our relationship with our parents and how they might be overreact when it comes to telling them certain things, you know. Many of us tend to carry that mindset even to relationships because we feel, in a way, we generalize that if my mom can be like this, well, I beg, I don't want issue with people. As a result of the years that we've learned to keep things to ourselves, we take that mindset into relationships and into our various relationships, and you know, we begin to live life like that rather than talk, and the person might not understand. I think it's best that I keep it to myself. In other scenarios, some people have lived with parents that are quite manipulative, emotionally manipulative, you know. I don't want to start giving examples, but I'm sure we get the idea. Rather than accept responsibility for something they've done wrong, they tend to use certain tools, emotional tools, just to wriggle themselves out of accepting responsibility and apologizing for what they've done wrong. Okay, we also have let me also share this example too, where some of the parents that we have, at some point in time, rather than accept that they are wrong, they tend to turn the thing into a fight, you know, just try to make you see that you have no right to correct them. Why? Because they're older than you. Okay, and this is one example that is usually quite common in this part of the world. Most times you could be on a queue and an elderly person just comes there and, you know, just goes to the front or just does something, you know. And in our heads, you know, we young guys might just be thinking that, sir, you could have just said something, you understand. And the bold one amongst them that might want to talk might end up being shunned at, because the old man might begin to say, I don't think you have parents at home, because if you have parents at home, you will not talk to me like that. But, sir, what we're trying to tell you, sir, is that people are on the queue. The best you could have done is probably just say, sorry, yo guys, I'm really in a rush and I need to get this, you know, just to acknowledge the people on the queue, you know. And we actually don't have that thing common among the elder, among some elderly people, let me use that, rather than accepting responsibility for what they've done, or apologizing. Most that I've encountered would just usually just, you know, change the whole narrative and would just want to get away with it. Now, as much as we young folks might criticize this sort of behavior, it's quite sad that many of us are also on the same table, including myself talking. How do I mean? We've had several discussions with our friends where we know, or our partners now, where we know that we are wrong. But because we do not want to accept and make the person feel like he or she has won the argument, or he or she was correct, we tend to either be manipulative, we tend to either make the whole thing become a fight, and other times we tend to want to twist the narrative and change the focus of the argument to something else that could become a fight, and then we'll forget the main issue. Now, as I'm saying this, I know many of us will understand what I'm saying, because many of us are guilty of this thing. Now, one thing we do not know is that these things are actually causing a strain on our relationships. We might just see them as small things, you know, they're just small now. My partner does not really know. Let me just be doing it like this and be getting away with this. But we do not know that these little things are accumulating. And eventually, at one point, the whole thing will escalate and become quite big, and we'll be wondering where we went wrong. So many of us might just be doing this in your relationship now, and your partner might know that you are being manipulative. Your partner many times might try to call your attention to it, and to you it might look like a useful thing, but your partner, you miss the whole world to them. Might be someone that whenever you get angry or whenever you get passionate, you tend to raise your voice, and your partner might not like that. To you it might seem like a little thing, but it might mean the whole world to your partner if you could actually work on that. Many of us just tend to have certain things that our partners have called our attention to many times, but we just feel, why is this person making a fuss out of this thing? This is not a big issue. I don't think it's worth something you should always mention or complain about. But the fact that it's being mentioned, I think it's something we ought to pay attention to. Now, there's a difference between calling someone attention to something and being critical. Being critical is quite an extreme, because that person is just always looking for something you have done wrong. Something you are doing wrong, so that I will point at it and tell you this is bad. Now, all of these things I'm saying, I'm actually on this table as well, because recently I and my partner have had several honest discussions about certain things we are doing. We've had several discussions about what we are doing in the relationship, how we could get better, things we could work on, things we don't like, you know. And honestly, most of these discussions have been, I don't know the word to put, but probably when I figure it out, I'll say it. But these discussions might look quite, we could have said we don't want to talk about it. But I think it was actually best we actually talked about it, because we learned a lot from the whole discussion. And as a result of these discussions that we've had, we've been making certain adjustments to ourselves and the relationship. So please, I just need to ask, just take time out to talk to your partner and ask them, or talk about those things you've been saying that you're not really comfortable with. Have discussions with them, ask them, let them know. They might just consider it a small thing, but you obviously, it's causing a strain to that relationship. You're obviously not happy about those things. You might not necessarily be unhappy about the relationship, but you are unhappy about what those little things are doing to the relationship, and you really need to talk about them. See, it's best you talk about them than sweep them under the carpet, or address them now and know if it's something you can handle or adjust to, or it's something you cannot handle, adjust to, and you just feel it needs to be corrected now before things get worse. So please just ask yourself these questions. What are those things that I'm doing that my partner has been complaining about, that I'm nonchalant about, that I feel is just a small thing or it's a little thing? And from what I can see, it's causing a strain to this relationship and my partner is not happy about. How do I work on this? How do I change this? I said this before, that I'm on this table.
And one of the things I think I used to do is whenever I get angry, my voice tends to go up, you know. And my attention was called to this, you know. And at first I was trying to like, I don't think that's true. But when I sat down and I thought about it, I think at some point I found out that this was very true. Omo, I had to work on it because I cannot come and lose someone I love because of something that it's a very bad trait that I need to work on. And I had to learn how to do that even when I'm with other people. So most times the best thing when I'm angry, I could just probably just tell the person, please, can I be excused? May I be excused? Or I'll just keep quiet and try to just think of the best way to resolve this issue at that point. So see, one thing I want us to know is that relationships are very easy to work. You can actually have a great relationship. It just depends on how intentional are you about the growth of that relationship. How intentional are you about the growth of your partner? How intentional are you about your own growth? So at this point here, while you're listening to this podcast, it's not the time for you to start saying, it is my babe this guy is talking about. No, it is you I'm talking to. The fact that you think it is your babe I'm talking to, or for the ladies, you're thinking it's my guy this guy he talks to, it is you I'm talking to. Sit down and ask yourself, what are those things I'm doing that is causing a strain to this relationship? What are those things I consider as a little thing and a small thing now, you know, you can manage, you know? What are those things I'm doing? Ask yourself that is considered a little things. I would like to add this too. You see, most times, one of the issues I've come to notice is that many of us tend to consider ourselves weird, okay? I've had discussions with people where they'll say, I'm weird and myself, I don't understand myself. So anybody I'm dating will just have to understand how weird I am. I don't think it's a very good statement, because everybody should have a fundamental understanding of who they are and why they act that way. In a way, this would help your partner in understanding you. For example, there are certain people that when they are angry and they raise their voice just like me, the point is, I've come to learn that I'm trying to like make you hear what I'm saying. But the foolish thing about that action is that I don't need to shout. I honestly do not need to shout for you to hear. You can hear me, you're not deaf, so why am I raising my voice? So for many of us, we need to sit down and understand it, and it is until you understand why you do what you do, you will not be able to explain it to somebody else. When somebody asks you that, why are you always shouting when you're angry? You know, and the person will say, I don't know, that's just how I am. That's not how you are. Your head is not just correct. If it was correct, you would have sat down and think about why you are doing what you are doing and understand how to work on it, that it does not cause a strain to your relationship. Many of us just say that I'm moody, that I don't know, that's just how I am. I can just be here now, be happy, and all of a sudden I'll be sad. I say, why? You say you don't know. You don't know what? Well, that's how I am. I hate that is how I am. That is how I am. May we know. But now that your age is not correct, how do we correct it? That's my own point. That's just my own point. My own point is, how can this be corrected? So please, as much as we want to address the little things that are causing strains in our relationship, please understand that this issue is you and your partner against the issue. Okay, it is not you against your partner. So if your partner is having certain traits that needs to be worked on, I think we should always address it from a point of love. I'm learning how to do this. It's been quite difficult for me, but I'm learning how to do this. So we are not attacking our partners about certain traits they have that they need to work on, but we are making them see certain things that are from this point of love that I'm trying to show you, that this thing is causing a strain to us, and I think it will be causing a strain to your friendship or relationship with other people, and this is something we need to work on. So guys, just take this week to just think about those things that are quite, you know, just little to you. Honestly, it might mean the world to somebody else. So this week, just take time to work on those things, speak to your partner, have a very long discussion, an honest conversation with your partner about certain things they are doing that you do not like and you feel they should work on. And let's see the results of this on our relationship. So thank you so much for listening. I still remain Toby Loba, Oluwaseunla Funmitorina, Wayo Marquis. And I look forward to having another talk where you guys listen next week. So if you have any questions, please send me a message or send me an email. I would really love to respond. Do have a lovely week. Love you guys.